Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 83 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this place of peace, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we prepare to sink deeply into the truth of who we are, take a few deep breaths. Allowing the body, the mind to relax. Allowing ourselves to come into a recognition of willingness to remain in stillness. What I'd like to practice is to simply sit in awareness of consciousness. And first, I need to connect with that. So I go to a dark room. In the mind's eye, and someone asks, "Are you in there?" And I say, "Yes." And I connect with that knowing that I exist in a dark room. I know I exist. And in that knowing, I also know I'm conscious. I'm aware that I am aware that I exist. and I focus solely on that. Being only consciousness. Consciousness without form. Thoughts come up that have to do with the human existence. These thoughts come into awareness, and I recognize these thoughts are distracting me away from simply focusing on consciousness, existence. And so I slip myself into a tree. I am simply the consciousness of a tree. Stillness. Beingness. As the consciousness of a tree, there are no human thoughts. If human thoughts come up into awareness, recognize them as human thoughts. Remember that you're the consciousness in a tree. And return back to the stillness. The beingness of simply being consciousness, simply existing. with no motives. With no goals. With no human existence. Simply existing as existence, consciousness. If thoughts come up, notice they are human thoughts. Remember, you are consciousness. simple consciousness. As simple consciousness, there's no place to go. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to fix. being simple consciousness. You are peace. You are still. If thoughts come up, notice they are human thoughts. Remember, you are consciousness, simple consciousness. As simple consciousness, there's no place to go. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to fix. Remain here, simply being your true nature. Thank you. Self-judgment is an obstacle that need not be. When you see the mind choosing to judge itself, remember that the mind is defining you and then judging what it has defined. In other words, it is declaring an idea to be reality, then judging the idea it has made. Step back from this process and notice this doing in the thinking mind. As you observe this doing, you observe the mechanics called ego. Given from our Holy Spirit. Self-judgment is an obstacle that need not be. When you see the mind choosing to judge itself, remember that the mind is defining you and then judging what it has defined. In other words, it is declaring an idea to be reality, then judging the idea it has made. Step back from this process and notice this doing in the thinking mind. As you observe this doing, you observe the mechanics called ego. Self-judgment is an obstacle that need not be. When you see the mind choosing to judge itself, remember that the mind is defining you and then judging what it has defined. In other words, it is declaring an idea to be reality, then judging the idea it has made. Step back from this process and notice this doing in the thinking mind. As you observe this doing, you observe the mechanics called ego. Self-judgment is an obstacle that need not be. When you see the mind choosing to judge itself, remember that the mind is defining you and then judging what it has defined. In other words, it is declaring an idea to be reality, then judging the idea it has made. step back from this process and notice this doing in the thinking mind. As you observe this doing, you observe the mechanics called ego. Thank you for joining for quote 83 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.